You're listening to Investify, preaching financial independence and assisting investors to achieve a more flexible and free lifestyle through smart financial planning and real estate investing. If leaving the corporate world and jumping into this thriving industry is what you desire, tune in and listen to stories of like-minded individuals who made the leap to financial independence.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Invest to Friday featuring me, Allie Garced, doing a solo episode as we usually do on Friday episodes. Today, I'm talking about the market in Tucson, Arizona, and speaking a little bit more broadly as well too for the entire county, which is called Pima County. I think some of it should be able to apply to others too, but of course, I cannot talk for every market. I help buyers and sellers in Tucson, Arizona. That's where some of my crew is. Not everyone. We're in a lot of states and countries, actually. We're now in Portugal. So specifically in Tucson, and these are conversations that I'm having currently with buyers and with sellers. So what's happening out there in the field right now? Take a listen in case you have been sitting on the sidelines, especially so this episode is for you. Now, I'm not trying to sell you on Tucson at all. I'm just trying to give you some insight in case you don't know what the Tucson market is like. This is for you. So here we go. Overall, being that prices did not go down, as of right now, I'm recording this on December 1st, 2023, and therefore November numbers are not yet out because it's the first. They usually pop out like the 6th, the 7th. So I'm going based off of October 2023 numbers, but being that I'm still out in the field, and the agents that I'm talking to on my crew are still experiencing, we're all experiencing the same stuff. This is going to be reflective of what just happened in November and what we have been seeing so far on the first day of December 2023. Overall, for price points that are lower than $300,000, because yes, we still have some price points, mainly they are manufactured homes, mobile homes, they are flying off the shelf. Though anything below $300,000, you can guarantee that it's going to be gone within the week. And that's very fast for us now in Tucson. Of course, a couple of years ago, you could place anything on the market and it was gone within a couple of hours. There was one time I even just finished the photos and I like uploaded the photos and then it was sold within 1 hour. So let alone a couple of hours, let alone a couple of days. But in the price point that we have now, anything below 300,000, those fly. What does that mean to you as a buyer? You have to know exactly what you're looking for. So in that way, when you see something that meets all of your criteria, and hopefully you already have a list of deal breakers as well, you make sure that there's nothing on the property that is a deal breaker and it meets all the criteria, or at least majority, then at that point, exactly what you want to place an offer on that meets your criteria, you've already been to that neighborhood or you've walked it on Google Maps, like maps.google.com. That's a really good website for you to go in case you're buying out of state, out of country, or purely as an investment. You want to just still make sure that you've taken a virtual walk around the neighborhood. Do you feel comfortable? So anything under that $300,000 price point is flying, as well as multifamily homes. It is so hard for, as a buyer, I'm talking like for my buyers and me as an investor as well, to find a multifamily that sits on the market for anything over a week. Of course, there are some multifamilies that hit the market and they're just so overpriced because those sellers know that everyone wants a multifamily home in Tucson, Arizona. And it's actually very hard to find a multifamily in the outskirts of Tucson. So majority of them are older and in more central Tucson. Go on spotcrime.com and crimemaps.com. As real estate agents, we cannot steer anybody away or toward any specific area. So I always advise wherever you're buying, go on spotcrime.com and go on maps.google.com. Walk the neighborhood, see if you like it. You can call the police stations too, the local police stations. Call them because they don't have to abide by any fair housing rules. They will tell you the truth. Hey, I just had a call up there for a gunshot or violence, DV, whatever it is. So if you want to get the inside scoop, I would recommend calling these local police stations or even property managers too. They might give you some more insight as well. So multifamilies, they're gone very fast. Of course, if they are marketed at a reasonable price point. Now, I do want to go over the average sales price for Tucson went up in 2023 to $492,000. So that's why I'm saying anything below $300,000, that's considered so cheap. So it's people are buying it left and right very fast. And what's interesting is that the percent to list price of what people are offering has increased. In 2023, it's higher than it was in 2022. So we're at 98.9% of what the homes are selling for compared to the list price. So chances are, if you're a seller in Tucson or considering selling in Tucson, chances are, just averagely speaking, that you're going to be selling at 98.9% of your list price. Of course, if you're within means, if you're not being too crazy, like super low or super high, there is strategy on the super low part. If you wanted to list your property super low, chances are that's where you start the bidding wars and you can sell for higher. On the opposite side, if you list for significantly higher, you can guarantee your house will get stale and sit there. So the average sales price, and that's for all types, all categories of properties, single family, like new construction, already pre-existing homes, mobile homes, casitas, duplexes, fourplexes. So that is $492,000. And specifically for single family in Tucson, Arizona, there were 20% fewer homes for sale now compared to this time last year, compared to October-ish. Of course, I'm recording this December 2023, but 20% fewer homes sold compared to this time last year in 2022. And so I found that kind of interesting that even though there are fewer homes for sale, the list price or the sales price is only a little bit higher than last year. And the median sales price of all homes, not just the single family, the median, because we have a ton of manufactured homes and mobile homes in Pima County and in Tucson, the median sales price of all the homes are just shy of $380,000. Again, which is why anything below 300, people think it's a bargain. California money comes in, scoop it up. And the average rents, so talking about rents here for a little bit, rents went up over the last year for townhouses, single families, guest houses, and what we call casitas, but the rents actually went down for condos. Then they went down 5%. So if you were renting out a condo, the average condo last year, late 2022, was renting out for around $1,330 a month. Now, as of today, that same condo is renting out for $1,250 a month. And keep in mind, like overall, this is a very hard time to live in. It's the cost of everything went up, like just the cost to be alive. I think I read somewhere, it was like it went up 34%. And that's like groceries, transportation, just the cost of being a human on this earth, or at least in the US post-COVID went up 34%. And I say post-COVID, of course, we still have it, but of course, you know what I'm talking about there. So I say all this, and I want you to be able to implement this. Whether or not you plan on investing, purchasing, selling in Tucson, Arizona, give me a call. Or whether you plan on purchasing somewhere else, you might be able to use some of these strategies of what I'm helping my buyers with in order to get our offers accepted, in order to make our offers stand out to the seller to get our offers accepted, and also still be a win for the buyers. Because of course, you don't want to overpay, but there's a way to make everything a win-win. I've been very bullish on new construction recently. That's why, and I always put my money where my mouth is. I purchase a new construction for myself, me and my wife to live in, and we're going to be renting it out once we leave. Why do I like new construction? Is because of the warranties that they provide. It's new. Because specifically talking to Tucson, there are a lot of old homes. I like the construction. I like the fact that you can modify it if you get in early enough. I ended up purchasing a model home because I needed to get out of the area that I lived in previously. So we purchased very fast, very on the fly. And they're doing so many discounts, like giveaways for buyers at this time. They, especially being that we are anytime the slower market for real estate sales is during this like holiday season all the way up until like end of February, because people start looking again around March. And then of course, a lot of people decide to actually make the move in June, July, August, whenever kids are taking a break from school. That's the easiest time to transition a family. So I like new construction because of that. And my favorite portion of new construction, which I actually did not buy with this house. Again, we had to buy another property. We wanted to get out of where we were. But next gen homes. This is a type of model home that a lot of new builds are constructing to help out with the affordability, the housing crisis that we have. So next gen homes are in these like new construction developments, and you can live in either the bigger portion, the main portion, or the side portion. The walls are typically connected. It's one structure for the most part, of course. For the most part, there's one structure, but two entries, two exits, two different garages. So in that way, it's almost like you're buying a duplex. Now, there are some lenders and of course loans where you have to make sure that you're doing everything correct. There is no point of trying to get a deal and save a couple bucks or cash flow, $200 a month if you're doing stuff incorrectly and the IRS catches you or you realize you don't want to go to prison for anything is what I'm saying. So make sure that before you place an offer, before you go under contract, before you even start looking at homes, truly, if you're looking at these next gen homes, is make sure that the lender is fully on board, that you're honest with the lender of what you want to do. Hey, I do plan on renting out both sides. Can I do that? I do plan on only living on one side. Can I do that? Can I rent out the other to a stranger? Can I put it up on Airbnb? What's the, you know, minimum amount of nights that I would need in order to qualify for this loan? So I'm always a huge believer of just being honest and shopping around, because just because one lender says that you can't doesn't mean another lender will also say that you can't. Always shop around. So that's what I'm advising my buyers to do right now. We're looking at next gen homes because they're going to live in the smaller unit, rent out the bigger unit. And here in Tucson specifically, you can rent out these new construction homes for $2,500 a month total. Or if you wanted to live on the smaller side, of course, this is being very generic, right? Like it depends on the builder, depends on how many spaces do you have in your garage, the square footage, bed, bath. Is it a one story? Is it a two story? All of the things. Very generally speaking, $2,500 a month for a single family, new construction. And then if you wanted to live on the smaller side and rent out the bigger side, you could probably rent out the bigger one for $2,000 a month. Pretty much like you can save a lot of money that way. Now, I do want to be very clear. Maybe I should have said this in the very beginning. Tucson is so difficult to cash flow off the bat. You have to be very creative. When I purchase here, and I continue to purchase here, again, I put my money where my mouth is. I've been purchasing one property every single year for the last 6 years now, and my wife and I. So it's very hard to, if you've heard of the 1% rule, that does not apply here in Tucson. It will apply rather if you go off market, direct to seller, and you have a whole marketing campaign where you're looking at specific properties. But if, generally speaking, if you're looking on the MLS, you might get 0.6%, might, like probably even closer to 0.5%, maybe, yeah, 0.5% for new construction or even pre-existing homes. So I do want to set that expectation very clear. A lot of people think, oh, Tucson must be like so cheap, right? It's actually not. Groceries, for example, are more expensive in Tucson than they are in New York City. And so it's crazy. Just because there is a smaller type city doesn't mean that it's going to cash flow. Do your numbers. Make sure you have an agent that knows exactly how to negotiate, how to get your offers accepted. And I'll go into a little bit here too. But again, if you're interested in purchasing in Tucson, reach out to me, Allie, the agent on social media. And I'll probably even leave my phone number too. It's my phone number. Text me. I don't answer phone calls until you're a client. So text me 914-318-4918. A couple of ways that we get our offers accepted is even though the number of sales have gone down, there are still competing offers. Instead of having to compete with 12, 20 different offers, we do typically still have to compete against 2 to 3 different offers. Now, you have to have an agent that calls the other listing agent, butters them the hell up. Oh my gosh, I love your property. My clients love it too. What can we do to make this a deal? So I'm like the queen of buttering people up. But then also there are different techniques. For example, offering at the list price, maybe even offering a little bit above. But we're going to be asking for seller concessions because seller concessions are very common now. I'm pretty much thinking everywhere, but of course I can't talk for everywhere. Definitely here in Tucson, we're getting like $15,000 in seller concessions, AKA the seller is crediting you as the buyer, $15,000. to close as part of your closing costs. There was one time recently where we helped a buyer and we had so much in seller credits that she was able to pay off part of her car loan, her vehicle loan, because we negotiated so much that she paid off a good portion of her car. So therefore, she only brought to the table $1.23. It was amazing. Of course, that's not every single deal. That was like almost a home run, like almost $0 to bring to closing. That was using the VA loan, so she didn't have to pay anything for the down payment. But overall, it's doing something like that. It's doing something like, hey, if I were to offer $10,000 more, or rather I will offer $10,000 more, or maybe $5,000 more if that's what you're more comfortable with. But I usually suggest going for 10K more only if you accept it today. That puts pressure on the seller. Because my goal is to get your foot in the door, aka our offer accepted, because we still have the whole due diligence period after that. And Arizona is very friendly when it comes to giving back the due diligence money, the earnest money, back to the buyer in case something were to happen. So we go under contract. Now, of course, I do always set up this expectation with the clients. I am not in the business of ruining my reputation. I'm not going to place offers here and there and then just back out, because that will affect my offers for you in the future. They're going to see Allie, the agent. Oh, that's the agent that pulls out every single time. She is just there to get her offer accepted. Then she pulls out. It shouldn't be that way, but it happens. So the reputation is everything in every business. Anyway, that's something that I do as well. Offer more only if you accept today. Offering also in the additional comments of the offer is offering something that would emotionally appeal to them. And I don't mean like emotionally super, super deep, but hey, do they like, I don't know, The Used or any sort of like band, right? Can you offer them tickets? Can you offer them a Netflix gift card? Anything like that? Anything that's just slightly different. Oh my gosh, this person got me a $100 gift card to a popular restaurant here in Tucson. That's awesome. Or they gave me moving boxes. That's awesome. My listing agent didn't even do that. Something that makes the seller realize that you as a buyer, you're a person and you have humor. You are thinking about them. That helps a ton. Now, of course, people usually will try to do love letters and say, hey, this is my situation. I really want to buy your house. I can envision myself in your living room reading a book or whatever it is. That I do not recommend. That can violate the fair housing, because just in like the name alone, especially if you had a photo, I don't deal with that. Instead, what I do is a lender love letters. Every single time, every single lender should be doing this, is your lender should be calling that listing agent saying, hey, Mary, my client, Britt and Allie, they are fully underwritten. They have uploaded all their documents. I've been working with them for a couple of months. They are serious buyers. They have W-2. They're not per hour, or if they are per hour, I know that they're going to continue being per hour, essentially giving the listing agent the feel good. So the listing agent can bring that to the seller and say, hey, chances are this will not fall out of contract, because that's the seller's biggest scare. Those are just a couple of techniques. That's like probably 50% of what I use. And I use a lot of different mixtures in order to get our foot in the door every single time we get our offer accepted, except for twice. I've lost out on two offers. And even though we offered $100,000 more, this is 2 years ago, $100,000 more than the listing price, we missed out on both of those offers. But we're no longer having that sort of craze right now in the market. And so use that to your benefit. Rates right now, I think as of today, I got the text from the lender, it's like 7.13 for conventional. Of course, varies lender to lender. Of course, varies on if you're putting points down or anything like that. But take a look around, look at these next gen homes, or if you're interested in a multifamily, know exactly what you're looking for. Talk to your agent about your criteria and make sure that you're comfortable with your agent. If you have any questions, reach out to your agent first. Always try to clear the air. If you hired an agent, you hired them for a reason. So talk to them first. And I say this because a lot of clients will come to me saying that they don't feel comfortable with the agent that they already hired. At that point, it is extremely unethical for me to give you, I will never give you any advice. You have to either work it out with your agent or cancel your buyer representation with that agent. If you don't feel comfortable asking that agent questions, you should not be asking anybody else. So just either work it out with them, fire them, and move on to somebody else, because no one knows your situation better hopefully, than your agent. So just keep that in mind too. I've been fielding a lot of those calls recently, and I always suggest you hired them for a reason. Work it out with them first. If you do not feel comfortable with their negotiation, with their expertise, let me know once you have canceled, then come back to me. That is the Tucson market update. A little, and I sprinkled in, if you listen to the end, I sprinkled in 50% of what I use to get my offers accepted for my buyers almost every single time. I've only lost out on 2 offers ever. I'm very proud of that. But that goes back to that conversation of you and I sitting down with all buyer parties, not just you, like all your spouse, whoever else is purchasing, you or your friend, whatever it is, knowing exactly what your deal breakers are, exactly what you will say yes to. So that way, when that property comes on the market, we are the first ones there. We're offering more. We're being a person and we're helping them out as much as we can, with in turn getting a lot of seller credits back to you. So that way you can bring as little as possible to the closing table. Let me know if you have any questions. If there's any specific topic that you like, reach out. We are the Fi Guy. I am Ali the agent, and that's spelled A-L-I. I even gave you my personal phone number. So if you have any questions about Tucson, or if you're looking to purchase new construction, or really anything, anywhere, I can connect you to a good agent. So let me know. Hope this helped, and would love a review on Apple. Thanks and take care.
That's it for this episode of Investify. We hope that these nuggets of real estate wisdom lead to more savvy financial planning and a clearer path towards financial freedom. For more content like this, subscribe to the show at investify.com. Don't forget to leave a rating and share it with your friends. Together, we can transform more real estate newbies into successful and clever investors. Thank you so much for listening. See you on the next one.